Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are joined by Blaine Salter of Salter's Jig and Poles, our freshwater field reporter. Blaine, good morning. What can you tell us about going out after some of those sockeye or bass or brim this morning?
I tell you what, in talking to several anglers during the week, it's kind of like walking out your house. I compare it to walking out your house every morning. You're not sure whether you need shorts or long sleeve or thermals. It's an unpredictable pattern because that cold weather kind of shut down what the normal patterns were. But I did get a couple good reports in some areas you wouldn't think. The Chifuncta River north of the interstate. In the Covington area, they are catching some sockeye and catching bass, actually, up in the coves north of the interstate. 4 to 6 foot of water seems to be the ticket, and red and white, something with a red head is getting a bite on sockeye. It's not big numbers, but it's good fish. And further this way, I got a weird one. I have a good customer of mine that bought a bunch of poles. I said, "You seem excited." She said, "Blaine, this weekend on the Diversion Canal, they were catching good numbers of sockeye," and that's one of the first times I've heard that that info, because normally it's such a boat-friendly and waterway with skiers, but this time of year is a time you can actually go and fish those areas and find some fish. Lake Verrett area, there's a lot of blackish water taking over all your normal spots. Pretty much all of Crackerhead up into Bayou Corn and those surrounding bayous, a lot of that swamp water got into those areas where we were catching fish, but the fish have moved out, and people are catching males in magazine 8 to 10 foot deep, so it looks like that blackish water ran a lot of fish deep. So along with your normal patterns during the spawn, which everybody thinks the spawn is the best time to go fishing, it's the most unpredictable time. They're easy to catch but hard to find. So those are some of the areas I've heard the most, and I've heard some good reports out of Falls River. You know, Falls River's been making a comeback, and fish are being caught in the South Flats and up into the mouth of the Chenal Canal. So waters that aren't affected by these rivers seem to be holding a good normal winter pattern. So that's looking up. So Falls River, hopefully it makes a big comeback in the next few years of what they're doing out there.
Blaine, what in your opinion was the demise of Falls River? You know, Falls River was put on the Trophy Lake, Quality Lake system. It always was good to produce some good white perch. And then all of a sudden it just, boom, the bottom fell out and the fishing got horrible. But it, like you say, is coming back. Is it because of loss of the grass beds, or do you think it's because they were playing with it, using it as a diversion for flood waters? So what was the problem with Falls River?
Well, the first stab, I guess you could say, in the chest was that they allowed these farmers to drain their farmland into the lake. So if you ever, when I swam in Falls River as a kid, it used to have a hard bottom. But as I got into around 18 to 20 years old, when you jumped in the water, you sank in silt about 8 to 10 inches in your feet. And that covered the whole lake. And then they finished it off when they killed the grass in between the in between all the piers, and that seemed to just kill the whole ecosystem, because Falls River was really rich with grass shrimp back in those days, and it was such a vast food source that you had big brim, and the whole ecosystem worked. And once those two were gone, we are where we are. They had to make a big improvement in trying to redo the flats and produce some of those same areas and get that silt out of there by lowering that water and let the sunlight hit. But it's slowly but surely getting there, but that's what happened in the past, and that's what made it not the fishery that we once knew it was.
Yeah, got it. If you would, you know, tell people where they can see a demo of your jigging pole. You know, it's kind of a unique product. It's very, very effective, but it's a little bit different than what most people have fished. You know, it's kind of in between using a rod and reel and a cane pole. Where can they find a demo? Do you have any videos out there? And I know you do a lot of shows if you got any of those coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, we got the Louisiana Sportsman right around the corner next month, and also the Louisiana Outdoor Expo. I'll be up in North Louisiana at the National Crappie League National Championship in Monroe, and there's also an expo there, so I'll be demoing all next weekend. But you can go to YouTube and type in Salter's Jigging Pole, and after you sift through my dad's videos, because he's still the star, you know, he's still just 30 and 40,000 hits. Yeah. And he was always teaching while he was fishing, so that's what's great. You can learn so much by just watching his TV shows. But I've got several of my videos out there on my Salter's YouTube page, or you can go to saltersjiggingpole.com and click on all my YouTube videos as well. And it's hard to hear or hard to see in the video, but once you see a demo live and I can put a rod in your hands and fit it to your style of fishing, it just makes you better, and that's what Dad did, and that's what I'm carrying on as long as I can go.
Yeah, well, that Louisiana Sportsman Show is going to be at a new location, the Raising Cane's River Center, so I'll invite people to stop by your booth for sure and see you there, and we'll be talking to you between now and then. Thanks for that varied report. It's like what we like to hear. You kind of covered a lot of areas because we reach a lot of areas with this show. Thanks so much, Blaine. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Don. Good talking to you. See you soon.
All righty. Blaine Salter, Salter's Jigging Pole, and our freshwater field reporter.